All right, we are meeting with Donna today, doing a 30-minute strategy session, and Donna has said that she'd like to have a recording of it, or potentially have a recording, so we are recording this. All right, Donna, do you have any questions before we dive in?
No, I don't.
Okay, so let me kind of give you kind of big picture. What we have found, Donna, is kind of a three-step process to determine if or how we might be able to help, you know, someone. So step one is to do an examination. So just like a doctor is never going to give you a prescription without doing an examination, same thing is true with us. We don't know, you know, if or how we might be able to help you until we get to know you a little bit better. Step two is potential solutions, and then step three is implementation. So the three-step process is examination, solution, implementation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Cool. Now, Donna, in the examination, it can be a simple short series of questions, or it can be a much more comprehensive, thorough assessment. You know, it's really up to the individual. In step two, potential solutions, what we have found, Donna, is people tend to like three types of solutions, kind of a basic, an intermediate, and an advanced. A basic is if somebody knows they need help, but they're really not sure, you know, what they need help on, that's a great place to start. The intermediate tends to be for people who are very intuitive, and they tend to just say, oh, this is exactly what I was looking for, and they just jump in. And then on the implementation, some people, Donna, like to, you know, move quickly. Other people, they take a longer period of time, which is fine, because every solution we'd ever recommend always, you know, is specifically customized to the individual. So with your permission, Donna, what I'd like to do is just dive in and start asking you some questions to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
All right. So you'd shared that your challenge was balancing family and work?
Yes.
Okay. Any other challenges that you have other than that?
I would say being more effective with the time that I have to work.
Okay. Gotcha. Cool. And that was what you had listed, you know, and you'd love help on, is being more efficient with your time? Efficient,
yes.
And effective? Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Excellent. And how many hours a week would you say you're working right now, Donna?
You know, it varies, but anywhere between 10 and 20.
Okay. And how many would you ideally like to be working?
I'm actually fine. My ultimate goal is to work 4 to 5 hours every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. And you're looking at, you'd said that you wanted to become a 5-star?
Yes.
And you'd said that in the next 90 days you'd like to help your team members become 1-star or better?
Yes.
And how many team members do you have?
I have 11 total, and 4 are active, or 5 are active.
Gotcha. And how big is your database?
I just hit my 1,000th person today.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool. My database, okay. And how long have you been with Renatus?
I purchased my education in December of 2014.
Okay.
And so I started marketing in January of 2014.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And how much do you have in your bucket to get to a 5-star?
$11,700.
Okay, so you have $11,700 to go yet?
That's how much I have to go yet.
Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, and the four shapes, you'd chosen the ball first, the cube second, the pyramid third, and the wavy line fourth?
Yes.
And the thing that caused you the most frustration was conflict with others. Second was out of control. Third was out of order. And fourth was boring or not fun?
Yes.
And your WOW income goal is $136,000?
Yes.
And your minimum income goal is $57,000?
Yes.
Now, those are very specific. How did you come up with those numbers, Donna?
Well, what I did was $136,000. A lot of people say $125,000, $150,000. I just came up with $136,000. And then for the $57,000, my household could be maintained in regards to taking care of all of our utilities and mortgage and things of that nature. And that would leave us with anywhere between about $8,000 extra a year.
Okay.
Cool. So, you know, it just covers living expenses. I'm fine with that.
Gotcha. All right. And in 2015, what did you earn in 2015 roughly?
Well, that's interesting because I lost my job. I got laid off in 2015. My salary was $37,800, and so I worked from January to June. I didn't do the calculation, or July. I didn't do the calculation, so about half of that.
Okay, gotcha. And are you looking for another position? Or are you looking at, doing Renata's for everything?
Yeah, I'm looking. My ultimate goal is to have my husband, to generate enough income to have my husband leave his job because he does want to do real estate full time.
Okay. And what kind of a position does he have?
He works for a mortgage company, and he audits documents for the underwriters.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, all right, audits. All right, and in 2014, what did you earn?
I earned $37,000, or $36,900, 2014.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay. And you thought you're coachable on a 1 to 10? You thought you were a 9?
Yeah, I mean, you tell me what to do, I'll do it.
Nice.
That's how people become successful. They listen to other people and they get it
right. And if you could change one thing about yourself, you'd be more consistent?
Yes.
Cool. And your listening skills, how would you rate your listening skills 1 to 10?
That's something that needs to be improved. So I would say about a 6.
Okay. And your sales skills?
8. I used to work for the Boy Scouts, so I could see if I can sell Boy Scouts, I could sell anything.
Awesome. And your overall sense of urgency, Donna?
I will put it at a 7.
Okay. And Donna, what causes you, when you do have a high sense of urgency, what triggers or causes that?
Frustration.
Okay. And any frustration overall, do you have certain things you tend to get more frustrated about?
People, dealing with people who feel helpless, that frustrates me a lot.
Wow.
That's the most, because I'm living in the house with someone who feels that way sometimes, so.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay, and is that a relative or?
Yeah, it's my husband.
Okay, gotcha. And 1 to 10, how much of a procrastinator are you?
6.
Gotcha. And when you do procrastinate, why do you procrastinate?
Overwhelmed, a lot to do, and lack of planning.
And what does your husband think about Renatus?
He thinks it's great, but there is some doubt there because he's the type of person, you work, you get paid. And sowing a seed is not his thing. He wants to get paid immediately.
Right. And, Donna, if somebody were to, if you were being coached by somebody and they thought you're procrastinating, how would you like them to respond to you?
In a truthful manner, and just maybe have a code word to say, hey, you know, lemon, you're not focusing or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. Gotcha. And if they did that, would it work?
Yeah. And then also, I think holding me accountable to my word, hey, you said you were going to do this, so get it done.
Gotcha. All right. And have you ever had one-on-one coaching before?
In sports, not in business.
Okay. Any impression of it in any way?
What do you mean?
Like in business coaching, do you have any impression, positive or negative?
No.
All right. And what are the key things you believe, Donna, that you need to do to get you to five-star? What are some specific actions?
I need to have a set aside time to be consistent with moving my people forward. I don't have a problem with generating leads. It's just when I get distracted or something happens in the house or I don't stick with it. And so I put other things above that.
Gotcha. And how many children do you have?
I have two.
And their ages?
5 and 2.
Those are fun ages.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Donna, is there any other questions that we should have asked that we didn't ask or any additional information we should know that we don't know?
That I could think of, no.
All right, so based on your geometric psychology test, the GEO test, one of your greatest strengths might be your concern, compassion for people. Would you agree with that?
Yes, most definitely.
And one of your weaknesses might be your concern, compassion for people.
Yes.
Our greatest strength is our greatest weakness, and our greatest weakness is just our greatest strength misapplied. It's taking a strength and carrying it too far. Make sense?
Yes.
Another strength you might have is you like to dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure things are done properly in order.
Yes.
And a weakness would be the same.
Yes.
Another strength you might have, Donna, is you might be really tenacious, like once you set your mind to do something, you do it.
Yes.
And a weakness is at times you might be a tad stubborn.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
And if that wasn't tough enough, you have lots of data to back up your stubbornness.
Okay.
So you have a very powerful personality. In that test, you have an amiable analytic, and so being stubborn on the right things, is really good. And so the key is to have the discernment is what's the right things, what's the wrong things, those type of things. In that test, you'd have tend to be less assertive as it relates to people, like you're not going to push people, and maybe a little less assertive as it relates to task, in that you want to make sure that, you're not pushing things forward too quickly.
Okay.
That's what the test shows. I don't know how accurate that is, but that's what it says.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Now, the other test, you test out the same exact personality is the amiable. The secondary, though, on the pain quadrant test is the driver personality. And so in that one, it's pretty different. In that one, the secondary would be your drive, your assertiveness, you make things happen. Weakness would be drive, assertiveness, you make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have a double portion of amiable. So that would tend to show that this type of personality is really, really amiable with, at times, like spurts of assertiveness, at times wanting things done in order. So that could create some confusion, internal conflict for you or other people in that, like, this type of personality be really nice, but once in a while they'll get really aggressive, or once in a while they'll be really focused in on making sure they get it done right. And so it's, it's a pretty complex personality. You got a lot of different capability where
mm-hmm.
you can kind of be a chameleon and move to different pieces. Again, I don't know how accurate that is, Donna, but that's what it shows.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. This type of individual, personality-wise, will tend to struggle in sales. They will stick with leads really, tend to stick with them really quickly, but they're not going to be real, enthusiastic about pushing the individual.
Okay.
And so, and then they also can be taken advantage of by other people quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then because people are so strong, often, you know, they'll be helping everybody else, and then at the end of the day, you know, their own work doesn't get done. So,
okay.
Again, I don't know how accurate that is, but that's what it shows.
Okay.
So what would I recommend? I'm thinking. So I mentioned there's three types of solutions, kind of a basic, intermediate, and advanced. Donna, what would you say, like intuitively, what would you like to hear more information about, the basic or the intermediate?
Probably the intermediate.
Okay. There's a number of different basics, and there's a number of different intermediates. The one that's probably most, you know, most popular of the intermediate is what's called action vision. It's taking and helping you discover your life vision and then creating specific actions to help you precisely do the things that you need to do to earn the $136,000.
Okay.
That would be, you know, that would be something this personality would tend to go ahead and do well in, very well in, because this type of personality, you know, likes to have kind of direction, likes to understand what they're supposed to do, and sometimes needs permission to push people or say no to people. Let's see here. There's three parts to the action vision. There's a very thorough assessment. So what we did is we did what's called a level one and level two examination. There's what's called a level three and level four. It's a business x-ray. And to do that, it's $285 to do the business x-ray. So it looks at three dimensions, nine major areas, seven systems, looks at over 40 areas of your business and life. It looks at what you're doing right, little tweaks you could do to improve. It looks at the four phases, Donna, to take your business from where you're at and then moving it to the next dimension and really getting the systems in place, getting your boss, your business operating system, the DNA for people, DNA for business, DNA for life, making sure you know what you need to do, how you need to do it, when you need to do it, and then helping you to do that in the most effective way and helping you to be accountable. From the business x-ray, we then move into developing a plan. To develop a 12-month customized plan to get you to that $136,000, it'd be $1,980 to develop that customized 12-month plan.
Okay.
And the coaching, which consists of one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and online resources, is $565 a month. Most companies, they'll lock you into a 1 to 3 year agreement. There's no long-term agreements on a month-by-month basis. The reason most companies lock you in is they kind of put everybody on the same thing, and that's just going to take, you know, people a long time. With our clients, everything's customized. The plan is customized based on your life vision, your passions, where you're at, your personality, the connections you have, all of those type of things. And so there's no long-term contract. It's on a, you know, month-by-month basis. So that would be the action vision.
Okay.
The reason it's so successful is because it is customized, and it has a whole bunch of resources. And so, you know, we're in our 25th year, so we've literally invested millions of dollars into it. And so individuals that go on Action Vision, nobody uses all of Action Vision all the time, Donna. There's some, you know, you'll use some of it now that you won't use later, some of it later you won't use now. And that's really where the one-on-one coaching comes in to make sure that it's precisely created and crafted specifically, uniquely for your personality. So that would be one of the intermediate solutions. There's other types of intermediate solutions. There's other types of basic solutions as well. And so it really depends on, you know, what the individual's looking for and what their specific needs are. Make sense?
Yes.
Cool. Other questions that you have for me, Donna?
No, it's been pretty clear. So,
is there anything that I can be, you know, of assistance to you right now? Are you interested in the Action Vision or not at this time?
I am, but I still have to discuss it with my husband first if I have to provide any funding or funds.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that, totally. So one of the things you might want to do is if the spouse is involved in the business or in the business decisions, typically what we recommend is that you don't do the whole action vision. Do just the business x-ray portion of it, the 285.
Okay.
And then you could do the interview. What the business x-ray does is it looks at three dimensions, nine major areas, seven systems over 40 areas of your business and life, what you're doing right, little tweaks you could do to improve. And there, it includes the full interview. It takes about an hour. You wouldn't need to have him participate in that, or you could. It's up to you. But then you get a full report, and then we do a full review on the report. And the review you definitely want him to participate in, because and ideally you'd be by a computer. So we would walk you through, you know, the entire assessment, look at the potential of where you're at, and, and especially, you know, it sounds like he's, you know, maybe an pretty analytic person. Okay. So he would tend to like that assessment a lot and understand it a great deal. Often we tend to like other people that are like ourselves.
Okay.
So we tend to fall in love with people who are opposite. And so he's actually, you know, you're the perfect mate for him. He's the perfect mate for you. And if you did go forward, his energy would actually be brought in, his energy and his talents. And so, you know, there might be, you know, there might be some things where, you know, kind of helpless, but there's strengths to that kind of that type of personality too. And action vision would help to draw that out. And so if he saw the business x-ray, you saw it, that would be something that would be very, very powerful.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Cool. And do you have a good understanding based on your participation in the Dirty Dozen and the other on Wednesday? Do you have a pretty good understanding of the 5:30 grid and what you need to do on that specifically?
You know, I need to go back and look at the information because I haven't invested a lot of time in looking at it.
Okay.
Due to my lack of great planning.
Sure. So what I would recommend is that you go ahead and, you know, the first four boxes are really the foundation of the cornerstone of the, you know, 530. So box one is identify your targets, your database. So it's getting your database in place. Box two is develop and deliver a message. And so take even Gene's win message that comes out and then send it out every Friday.
Okay.
And being able to go through that. And that touches all of your prospects. You know, so all 1,000 prospects, I would put the 1,000 into MailChimp.
Okay.
Because MailChimp will measure how many people are opening it and clicking through it. And for the first, I don't know, I think it's first 2,000 or 2,500, one of those, there's no cost to MailChimp. So you could actually get that up and going, and it wouldn't cost you anything.
Okay. Yeah, I do have MailChimp, and I've been using it. I've used it a couple of times for live events that we've had.
Okay.
So I did use it for that.
Yeah, good, awesome. So, yeah, I would send something out every Friday. You know, Jean's got the email that she sends out. You could tweak it, but it's, you know, 3 to 5 wins of other people. What are the wins? What are other people seeing? So if you trickle touch your 1,000 database, what it does is it helps all the leads to evolve. So if they were a 2, now they're a 3 or 4. And so you just keep touching them until either they tell you to stop or, you know, it brings them into your purview to be able to close them.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let me see if there's anything else that I can say. Oh, and balancing family and work. I'm thinking.
It's been a rough transition. I've always worked, so transitioning to being at home, and because I like what I'm doing and I understand that I can finally be paid what I'm worth.
Right.
I really work hard and sometimes neglect things around the house. So this kind of balancing of putting Renata's down. Okay, put it down, and you know, I got him off the floor, got to do this, got to do that. And then when to pick it back up, And also my time is limited when when he brings home my daughter from school about 4:30. So from 4:30 until 7:30, 7:45, after we get the kids in bed, you know, it's off limits. I can't touch the business at all.
Gotcha. Have you done any time blocking?
I have. Since my son goes to preschool, so okay. It's just being a better manager of that block time and not getting distracted.
Okay. And do you review over your plan, your time block with your husband?
No, I need to do that. That's a good idea. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, if you want to get his buy-in. And so if you say, hey, here's my business goals, you know, here's my business goals, here's what I want to accomplish, here's what I believe I need to do, what do you think about this? Is that
okay.
a good idea? And so, you know, sometimes, you know, I've been married for 31 years, and sometimes husbands are a little bit, you know, inconsiderate. They don't realize all the work that their wives do. They kind of take them for granted, so they kind of want their cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
You want me to do what? All that?
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes there's, you know, maybe, you know, a focus on the short term.
Mm-hmm.
So the husband wants this and this and this. Well, okay, but if he were to give up this, he would get something much better, you know, down the road. And so if you can help him to see, you know, and say, you know, if I can do this, I believe this will help us to get to here and here and here. If you can help him to see how that's going to, you know, bring him long-term value, if maybe he helps out a little bit more, you know, in some areas. The two-year-old's pretty young. The five-year-old, at 5 years old, they can understand a lot. And so they can actually, at five, understand actually owning a company. So,
oh, yeah, my daughter is already there. Well, my father-in-law passed away. She put a for rent sign in front of his house. So.
Nice. There you go.
She's
there
already there.
Nice. And so you might go ahead and, you know, you might go ahead and help her go ahead and, you know, maybe you can pay her something, contract with her to do some of your work or to assist or something like that. I found with my seven kids, that if I engage them the same thing as I did, you know, with my wife and say, hey, here's my schedule. Same thing with the kids. Say, hey, I mean, I remember when my two youngest, they were, what was it, like 3 and 5. And they kept interrupting me all the time throughout the whole day. And so I, you know, sat them down. I said, hey, boys, you probably don't know, but there's, you know, there's research out there that shows that every interruption costs 20 minutes of lost productivity. And they kind of just looked at me, you know, starry-eyed, glazed eyed. They had no idea what I was talking. I said, what that means is now that dad's working from home, dad can take lunch, and there's three segments to lunch. There's the first segment where I wrestle with you, then I eat, and then I wrestle with you again. And they're like, okay. I said, so if you interrupt me, you know, once, then I can't wrestle with you at the beginning.
Okay.
If you interrupt me twice, then I can't eat lunch. And if you interrupt me three times, then I can't wrestle with you again and I don't get lunch.
Okay.
And they, you know, at 3 and 5, they actually understood it and it cleaned it all up.
Okay.
And so kids are a lot sharper. But we have to think like they think, and we have to put it into terminology, you know, of pain and pleasure and benefit. And so if you go ahead and time block and say, hey, if you do, you know, this and this and this, and during this time, you know, mommy's going to be able to make dinner, mommy's going to play with you, whatever it is. If you can help them understand how by helping you, they get more of you.
Okay. That makes
you know, that
sense.
Can be really, really effective.
Okay. Well, I have to go ahead and end this call because my sitter needed me to pick my son up at 3, and it's 2 after.
You got it.
So
what would you like our next step? Do you want, I can go ahead and have one of my team follow up with you and just see if there's any other questions that might have come up?
Okay.
All right. And if there's anything I can do, let me know.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks, Donna.
Okay. Bye.